Okay, thank you.
I'm not what I ought to be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be.
Oh, no.
Denver Wright, the collective, Tony Terry.
No, I can't. Well, I've got
That woo, woo, woo. That woo, 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 woo. Everybody say woo, 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 woo. Your turn.
Let me.
Let me.
Let me. Sweet me. told me all about her problem. I told her, honey, that's no problem. She didn't know the problems of her, now she does. Yeah.
was created for his purpose and only him. I was born to praise him in everything. He formed me out of my mother's womb to bring.
Done. said I came to have some church tonight. Wave at me if you came to have some church tonight. Hallelujah! Only God can do it. Now, after that, he already done it. It's already done. It's already done.
Sad to think about the conditions of the world today. Children taking guns to school, killing each other. Lord have mercy. Every time I think about it, I just can't help myself. I can't help but to cry. Children killing parents. No respect for each other or anybody else. It makes me sad to think anybody could ever have thought taking prayer out of school was a good thing to do. Every time I think about it, it brings sadness to my heart. It makes me tell people everywhere I go. That's all you gotta do.
Watch while you pray.
It's not like it used to be, when you could leave your doors open and just go to sleep. Now you have to lock your doors and make sure every window is shut tight. Lord have mercy. It's a shame when you go by the church and see the bars on the church windows trying to keep the thieves out. You just can't get in your car and drive anymore. Somebody might carjack you. It makes me sad to think about it. And that's why I want you to remember.
Wherever you go,
watch. Drugs and disease, alcohol, AIDS, war and rumors of war. It makes me sad to think about the conditions of the world. The Bible is being fulfilled every day. Sign of the judgment everywhere. The whole world is in a terrible condition. People refuse to pray. But I'm begging with tears in my eyes. And I want you to do this for me, America. Please do this for me. Wherever you go. Undoubtedly the world is green, but the world is watching.
Watch while you pray.
New York, Pennsylvania,
watch while you pray.
Washington, D.C.
Watch while you pray.
Undoubtedly they were praying.
Watch while you pray.
But my Bible tells me to watch. Watch while you pray.
Watch while.
Please watch while you pray.
Watch while you pray.
Oh, it makes me sad to think.
Watch while you pray.
People in this world today
have
forgot about who was in charge.
Watch while you.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right.
Joy to me. daddy seen him, my mama seen him, grandmama seen him, my auntie seen him, my daughter seen him. Tears of the generation they drop on the mausoleum. Steps in this warfare like the sands of the Coliseum. Can't trust my emotions, feelings coming then feelings go. Searching for a sign because we buy when they sell us hope. Looking beyond the stars through the lens of a telescope. We really want a genie, not a god that'll tell us no. Think about it, if we could control God, we would string him up. Puppet masters manipulating what he could touch. Just need somebody that we could trust. I promise prayer really works, just not the way that you think it does. Yeah.
I know the fair face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the fair face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the fair face, but you never fail. You never fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't always understand God's reasons. I just know it's hard to understand them in dry seasons. Guess I gotta wrestle with the facts and SOS when I feel trapped. Don't wanna hear another song about my season. I just wanna lock in to engage with the weary minds. Dive into the deep with broken and teary eyes. I just gotta wrestle with the skeptics while I listen to the questions. Like all those years of oppression, man, where was God? I get it though. If God would fix everything, that would make him appealing. But since he can, but he doesn't, that makes him a villain. Dang, I'm in my feelings. Shit. Cause I ain't got all the answers, but I can't walk away. Nah.
I know the fair face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the fair face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the fair face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail.
Just needed some place where I could lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where I can find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No, it's a holy bed. Walking side by side, and I said, hey, Carmel, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend here can stick around. Yeah.
don't you feed him when you can? Take a load off me, take a load for me.
Dude, settled in. I can hear the saints are singing. I can see earth's wheels are rolling. Somebody leaving a world of toil and strife. Surely and eventually we've got to leave this world behind. That's why I'm making, oh, I'm making preparation to meet the Lord. Shirley, I got something to tell you now. I'm not ready to give up my wicked ways. Sister told me this. You were going to pay your bills. Holy Ghost has said it's your miracle. You're next in line. I don't care what the devil told you. You're next in line. You've been listening to devil, have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line.
Hotline 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blessed each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines.
Praise the Lord, and God bless each one of you. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules on this Tuesday, March the 26th, to just hear another word from the Lord and join together in prayer. Amen. I am Apostle Mae Garfrey, and I am from Jonesboro, Georgia, and we also have a ministry in Anniston, Alabama. And so I just want to thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Visit the website, listenisarms.org. We have a podcast, Listen, Talk, and Pray, and also our YouTube channel. We'd love to have you visit and then view the video, like, subscribe, hit notification bell, and share. Amen, amen, amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Last week, we spoke on the subject, stay on the wheel. And we came from Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 4. Today, I'm going to speak briefly the potter's plan. The potter's plan. And that's Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 6. I'm going to read from the Message Bible. Can't I do just as this potter does, people of Israel? God's decree. Watch this potter. In the same way that this potter works his clay, I work on you, people of Israel. In the good, easy for us to see that we are making progress. But when things start going tough, when the tough times are upon us, we tend to feel like we're not making any progress at all. And so we start reacting to the pain, to the loss, to the adversity by consulting our feelings instead of looking at God's faithfulness. Amen? So today, I just want us to understand that at all times, we are securely in God's hands, not sometimes, all times. So with that being said, we got to remember the crucial thing is not the circumstances or the feelings, but the potter's commitment to finish what he began. How many of you know people that's always starting, but they never, ever finish what they began? But not with the potter, not with our Father. Whatever he started, whatever he began, he is going to finish. He who has begun a good work in you, he's going to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And that's in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And so two things I want to point out before we begin our prayer is you got to remember that while you are spinning on the potter's wheel, number one, the potter has the right to mold you and make you and shape you as he sees fit, not you, the potter. So nothing can prevent him from making you into what he wants you to become. The potter is an expert at turning lumps of clay into objects of value and usefulness. So, does not the potter have power over the clay? From the lump to make one vessel for honor? Read Romans chapter 9, verse 21. Your job, saints of God, is to stay on the wheel. Let God make you into what he desires you to be. A lot of times what we want to be and what we want to become and what we want God to use us as and for, we have to make sure that we allow God, who is the potter, to make us the way he wants to shape, mold, and make us. And so it's the potter, not the clay, it's the potter, not the clay, that's going to determine the end product in all of our lives. The same way that the Holy Spirit is determining our place and our role in the body of Christ. The potter's plan, we must submit to him. Amen, amen, amen. Let us go in prayer. Father, I ask you today, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white as snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Father, if there be any unclean thing in me, I ask you, please remove it. The blood of Jesus today, over this prayer time, over NFI Radio Gospel Network, and over every listener, I take authority now over every demonic and satanic spirit that has been assigned to attach itself to this prayer time. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I silence your mouth now. And every word that has been sent against me or Satan is Armed Outreach Ministries International, we take authority now over you, Satan, and your mouth that would try to discourage the people from being connected for salvation and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for being God. You are God and you alone. Thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus, thank you for saving us. We couldn't save ourselves. Thank you for loving us when at times we didn't even love ourselves. Father, thank you for being Jehovah. You are our provider. You are our healer, the banner, our peace, omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, omnipresent, forever present, everywhere at the same time. Lord, you're sovereign. There's no God above you. And the last, you are our shepherd. You are our shepherd. You are still doing great things. You are still performing miracles today. And so we thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Father, we just praise you. We are not the tail. We are the head. We give you all the praise today. We give you all the glory today. We are giving you all the honor today. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you, Lord. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So today we are speaking life. We're not speaking death. We're speaking life. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word, Lord, shall never, ever pass away. God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Had he not said, and will he not do it? Had he not spoken it, and shall he not make it good? Father, we thank you today. If God be for us, who can be against us? Whatsoever things we desire when we pray, believe that we will receive them, and we shall have them. Lord, whatever your people are standing in need of today, we ask you, Lord, to just remind them that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are their provider. Oh, Father, we thank you today. You said in your word, if we can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And so, Father, we thank you. In this world, Lord, with so many things that's going on, Lord, in our families, in politics, all over the world, Lord, you said in this world we will have tribulation, but you told us to be of good cheer because you said I have overcome the world. And so, Father, we thank you. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Yes, Lord, we are confident in this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in us will complete it until the day Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we're coming before your throne on behalf of the lost souls. Give us souls lest we die. He who wins souls is wise. Father, we come to you on behalf of the harvest of lost souls. We thank you, Lord. You will that all men be saved and come into the knowledge of your truth. So in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we loose the bands of wickedness from around them, Lord. Undo the heavy burdens. Break the chains that's binding them, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We're giving you all the praise, Lord. Give them a mind, Lord, to be saved, Lord. We remove the blinders from off of their spiritual eyes. Lord, let them see truth. Let them hear truth. Jesus came to set the captives free. So today we are declaring their freedom. Satan, take your hands off God's children. They belong to the Lord. And so, Father, today, all of our family members, all of our family members, our mothers, our fathers, sisters, brothers, sons, daughters, grandchildren, Lord, the great-grands, all of them shall be saved. Not one of them will be lost in the name of Jesus. And yes, Lord, save some of the grandparents. Some of the grandparents still don't know Jesus. So save them, Father. Father, we ask you right now, send laborers into the vineyard. Send laborers into the vineyard. Give them your wisdom and your knowledge of winning souls for you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them the anointing. Give them the grace, Lord, to reach out to the harvest of lost souls. Lord, show us, teach us in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, touch that backslider. Touch that backslider. If you're listening to me today, man of God, woman of God, if you are a backslider, we pray right now that the Holy Spirit will tug on your heart and convict you and bring you back home to Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now. Now, Lord, we're coming before your throne on behalf of the United States of America. Lord, we're coming to you on behalf of the United States of America. You made this great nation to prosper. You gave us good success. But now, Lord, we have started worshiping other idols. We have created idols to take your place, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we are repenting today on behalf of the United States of America. Forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for setting up idols to take your place. Some of us, Lord, have made money, sex, television, sports, entertainment, politics, substance abuse, the internet, and so much more. Have we made an idol to take your place? And Lord, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our land needs cleansing. Our land needs healing today. Our land needs healing today. We're crying out to you, Lord. We ask you, give the United States of America a cleansing and a revival that begins in the house of God, not a revival that begins in the street, a revival that begins in the house of God. Oh, Father, we pray right now that you would just release your anointing and your grace, Lord, cause your people to turn back to you, Lord. We pray for every political leader, from the president down to the local councilman. The heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord, and you turn it whatsoever way you will and desire. So, Father, today we're praying and we're crying out, turn their hearts back to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. When the righteous are in authority, we'll rejoice. But when the wicked are ruling, the people are mourning. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying for all of the nations in the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're lifting them up before you. We're praying for a move of God. Sweep across the nations of the earth. Sweep across the nations of the earth, Lord. Lord, let the revival fires of your spirit and your word begin to burn over every continent in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, Lord. Move by your spirit. Move by your power. Touch the nations, Lord. Touch the nations, Lord. Let them realize their need of you, Lord. Let the hearts begin to cry out for the living, the true, and the righteous God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We're binding the principalities that's over the nations of the earth. We take authority over the strong men that are hovering over the nations in Jesus' name. We're breaking the bands of wickedness and commanding that the captives are set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for breaking the yoke from off their necks and declaring that the heart of the king, yes, Lord, is in the hand of the Lord. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, Lord, we're coming before your throne on behalf of your people who are sick with infirmities, Lord, be it mental, emotional, Lord, whatever is going on in their bodies. We ask you right now to walk up and down the corridors and the halls in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, wherever they may be. Holy Ghost, go in the room, touch them, heal them. Father, we thank you because Jesus is still performing miracles, still giving new lungs, new limbs, new kidneys, new hearts. Cancer is being removed now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we wait on the testimonies that's going to come in, but the testimonies are going to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. Lord, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that the people will remember you are still performing miracles, Lord. You are unstopping the deaf ears. You are loosening the dumb tongues, Lord. You are opening blinded eyes, Lord. You are causing the lame to walk, Lord. You are removing demonic and lunatic spirits from your people. You sent your word and you heal them and you delivered them out of their destruction. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone and there's a sickness or a pain, disease, or infirmity in your body, just repeat, there's healing in the name of Jesus. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Lord, teach your people in the body of Christ that we are not wrestling and fighting with each other. It is not the father, it's not the mother, it's not the husband, not the wife, not the son, the daughter, the sister, or the brother. It is a spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you told us in your word I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so, Father, today we bind hatred. We loose love. We bind racism. We loose unity. We bind murder. We loose life. We bind fear. We loose peace. We bind poverty. And we loose prosperity. Lord, we are all made in your image. You love all of us. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, abortion is sin. Same-sex marriages is sin. But God showed some of the leaders in the body of Christ that we can't attack the sin that we want to attack and then choose to ignore the others. Racism is sin too. Sin is sin. It's no big sin. It's no little sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come before you right now. We bind defeat and we are loosing victory in Christ Jesus. Now, Lord, we're coming before your presence on behalf of our children. On behalf of our children, Lord, all of our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. It shall come to pass that our sons and our daughters shall prophesy. Our young men will see visions, and our old men shall have dreams. Father, we pray right now. We place our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, we place them in your hands, in your mighty loving hands of protection. Lord, give them peace, knowing that you are with them wherever they are. Cover them with your blood, Jesus. Cover them with your blood, Jesus. Whether they're in the college or the university or the school or the playground or at a loved one's house or friend's house, wherever they are, on the bus, Lord, keep them covered under your blood, Jesus. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind the evil and demonic spirits of gun violence, murder, suicide. We bind the spirit. We're loosing life and peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Devil, take your hands off God's children. Take your hands off God's children. Take your hand off the young man's mind. Oh, Father, let the weapons be exposed and removed. Send your angels to make the crooked places straight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, strain every trap that the enemy has set. Expose, remove all manners of evil and destruction that might be looking for our children. We bind the spirit that child abuse, molestation, sex trafficking. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind it. Father, we pray right now that you will bless Pastor Kearney. NFI Radio Gospel Network. We pray right now, Lord, that you will bless my apostle, Ministers International. We pray right now for Pastor Chad, Lady Alexander. We pray right now for Elder Carrie Harris. Lord, we pray for every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, every person in the body of Christ. Lord, we pray right now that you will bless the ministry that you entrusted in my hand, that you will bless Faith in His Arms Outreach Ministry. Bless every volunteer, Lord. Give them their heart's desire. Bless my family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, as we begin to close, remove the spirit of pride. Remove the spirit of pride from the body of Christ. Remove the spirit of witchcraft, manipulation, intimidation, and control, deception. Remove it now, Lord. Show us, Lord, our errors and our wrongs. And when you show us, Lord, what we have done against you and against each other, I pray right now, Lord, that we will change and that we will repent in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, until the next time, I pray that each person listening will have a blessed and a prosperous and a peaceful weekend. Full of your peace, your grace, your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give y'all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen.
Let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let us let all of the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, it's a good thing to want to go into the house of the Lord. It's just good, because, you know, a lot of times the devil can play with your mind. And everybody is trying to get into the house of the Lord to worship, and the devil said, well, you don't need to go today. You don't need to go today. That's his job. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for each and every one of you today. I keep feeling a loss for my niece that was funeralized on Sunday a week ago, Minister Charlene Bass. And it's just something how your heart can feel heavy for a long time after a person that you love has passed away. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. Today, we're going to go into the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to come in your name, in the name of Jesus, to lift up your word. Hallelujah. Help us to preach your word, teach your word, and expound on your word. Because, Lord, your word, hallelujah, is fire in our spirit and in our heart, Lord. We glorify for us in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we're going to use for a subject today, know who you are in the Lord. Just know who you are in the Lord. You know what the devil's job is, to try to bring doubt in your mind and in your heart. And I don't understand. And yet I do understand how the devil think he can win when it comes to God's children. God is omniscient, omnipresent, and he's everything. And I don't get how come the devil think that he can win in such situations. And I was listening to what my pastor said yesterday, how the devil had been trying to work into his mind, and it was something that he said because Lady Sharan looked back at him and laid hands on him and rebuked that spirit back off in him. Hallelujah. And I said, you know, the only time I can remember Lady Sharan's name is when it's time to pray for her. And it dawned on me, the reason that I can remember her name when it's time to pray for her is because her husband is a pastor. And because he's a pastor, he needs a wife that can pray for him, because the devil's job is to bring doubt in the brain of the pastors and the evangelists and the prophets and all of the people that's got to get a word out to the people to say that God loves you. 2 Kings chapter 20. And start reading at verse 1, says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the midst, middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hands of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake, for my servant David's sake. Father, bless your word. Bless you, Lord. Bless your own self, Lord, for allowing us to know who we are in you, how you remember how we walk before you, and how you love us. We praise you, we glorify you, and we honor you. For us, in Jesus' name, we pray. Okay, we want to say, know who you are in the Lord. Because see, what the devil wants to do is destroy your mind. If he can get your mind, he'll have the rest of you. And in the natural, a lot of things that we know, but the devil will try to pull it away from us so that we won't understand what's really going on. But what's going on is he's trying to destroy us, destroy our mind. Because you know what? I have a run-up with a man that could preach, teach, and get across a message like my pastor. He can teach in a way that the postgraduate can understand what he's talking about. It's that simple. And he can teach in such a way that the person in kindergarten can understand what he's talking about. I'm talking about Pastor Adrian Richardson. He can teach. I've not seen a man that could teach just like he can. My bishop can teach. I mean, he can break the word open and make it clear. But Elder Richardson can't, I don't know, he can go beyond making it clear. And I think it's just something that he, not only is he good at, he loves it. He loves it. Now my bishop is a doctor. of the Word of God, and he can break it down for you. But my pastor, when I look at how, when he starts teaching, he can set it on the top shelf so that those really highly educated people can get what you're talking about. Because, see, a lot of times when people get so educated, they can't understand things that, well, it's, I can't think what the word is I'm trying to use, but it was a guy that used to work with me. He was so highly educated. His 160%. Where they had tested his scores and it was 160%. He couldn't understand the average language. But my bishop can make things even in that place so simple that you can understand it. And my pastor can make things so simple that anybody can understand what the word is saying, and it can let you know that Jesus loves you. He can let you know that when he gets through teaching, you'll feel like, you not just feel like, but know that Jesus was talking to you on an individual basis, as though nobody was in the room but you and Jesus, and he was talking to you. That's how my pastor can make you feel about the word. Hallelujah. You need to know who you are in the Lord. Because, see, the devil will cause you, and that's his job. The devil will cause you to feel so far down, you feel like you've got to just reach up just to touch the bottom. The devil will make you feel like you are nobody. The devil will make you feel like God doesn't know who you are. You just a nobody. But when my pastor get through teaching, hallelujah, you will know who you are in the Lord, because he can break it down just that clearly and that plainly, so that you will know who you are in the Lord. But what the devil don't want you to know, that God is right here in the room with you at all times, while he is speaking to this person like he was talking to God about Job, and how he was telling God, well, you know, if you take your hands back off of him, yeah, God would have to take his hands back off of you. But God is not going to take his hand back off of you. And God is not going to do something in your life and not allow you to know ahead of time what's coming. He's going to let you know who's what he's doing. Hallelujah. Like he told Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, get your house in order. See, he didn't want Hezekiah to get caught out there in left field. Hezekiah was a man after God's own heart. He wanted to please God at every turn. He wanted God to know, hey, God, I love you. God, Father, I know what you've done for me. I know that all of the things that I've done through you. Lord, I know that I couldn't do anything without you. And Hezekiah would talk to the Lord, and he would pray. Hallelujah. He would go into his secret closet, and he would call on the Lord. hallelujah, knowing that he could get a prayer through because, hallelujah, God was his father. Hallelujah, God was his father, just like God is your father. Hallelujah. In verse 2, it said, then he turned his face to the wall. Hallelujah. You only turn your face to the wall when you know that you can get a prayer through. You can pray. You can talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. But that prayer is going directly to the Father. And you know that you're going to get an answer. Even if the Lord say, I'm going to take you out, you know you still going to get an answer. Even if he say, well, you know, it's your time to go, and I need you here with me now. You have lived your time out. You have done everything I've asked you to do. You've been a faithful worker. Hallelujah. You've been a very faithful person. So I want you here with me now. But you still know that because you are a child of God, you can get a prayer through, and you will know that God have heard your cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord knows that there's something about these earthly houses that we want to protect at all costs. But he also know that we feel like Paul, when Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, we physically don't want to go, but we want to know that in the end, we want to be ready. There's a song that I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Hallelujah. There's a lot of different songs that people sing, and people don't, outside of the ark of faith and outside of the ark of safety, don't know what those songs mean. Sometimes we sing songs that, hallelujah, that's not scripturally correct. And one of those songs is, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, 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 no. You're either a sinner or you are saved by grace. So don't tell somebody once you've gone to the door and opened it and Jesus came in and took a seat, don't tell anybody that you are a sinner, because you are not. You are a saint. Hallelujah. And then once you become a saint, you are saved by grace. But you got to know that. You can't keep claiming to be a sinner if you are saved by grace. So that's why I say know who you are in the Lord. Hallelujah. Know that Jesus said, God said, I am that I am. Hallelujah. Once I am that I am come to live in you, hallelujah, you can know who you are. You can know that you are a child of God. You can know that his grace is sufficient for you, because the word said all that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. The word tells us to pray without ceasing. And hallelujah, we know that if we begin to pray without ceasing, the answer is on the way. Just like Daniel when he prayed, hallelujah, but he didn't stop praying because he prayed the first time and he didn't get an answer. He didn't say, well, I ain't going to pray no more. I prayed yesterday and God, I didn't see the answer. I ain't going to pray today. Let me tell you something. The devil's job is to intervene between that prayer that you prayed and that prayer getting to earth. Because you see, what the devil is going to do is get between you and that prayer and try to keep it from getting there that you can see the answer when it get here. He's going to try to block it so you can't see it to cause you to decide, well, he didn't answer my prayer. Hallelujah. The answer was on the way. Just know the answer was on the way. So, you know, if you know who you are in the Lord, hallelujah, know that the answer's on the way. That's just like when I had breast cancer. Now, don't get me wrong. The devil will play with my mind. It'll play with your mind. If you say, the devil will play with your mind and cause you to feel like you left out there in left field. But when I had breast cancer, and they told me that I had breast cancer, I would open my window, and I would stick my head out the window, and I would do this late at night. I would stick my head out the window, and I would look up toward heaven, and I'd tell the Lord, Lord, it's going to be this much time before they take this cancer out of my breast. Now, I knew that God would heal me, but I didn't know how he was going to heal me. I didn't know whether he was going to heal me through surgery or whether he was going to heal me by just speaking the word and it disappear, or whether he was going to heal me through chemotherapy. I didn't know how he was going to heal me. All I knew is, Lord, I'm your child. I'm throwing myself on your mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm expecting your grace and for your mercy to walk me through this, because, Lord, I can't go through it by myself. Because, Lord, I'm just like everybody else. This fleshly body, hallelujah, it don't want to have to go through this stuff, but I know that if Jesus went through a bunch of stuff, I know that I'm going to have to go through stuff too. But it's one thing I do know. I know who I am in the Lord. So I want you to remember, when you're really going through things, know who you are in the Lord. Know what your rights are. Know that you can call those things that be not as though they are. That you can do that. You have that authority. You can stand on the word of God. And when you stand on the word of God, you have that right. Because you know who you are in the Lord. Because you know his grace is sufficient for you. That's the word for today. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up my sisters and brothers to you. Lord, remember Reverend Thurl and Kern in a special way, God. Reach out your hand and touch him. And Lord, remember his sister. Remember her, Lord, and his son, grandchildren. You remember them, God. Hallelujah. Then, Lord, just let Hezekiah look how we have walked before you in the beauty of holiness. Remember that, Lord, and let your reward come in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Pastor Adrian Richardson and his wife, Lady Sharan. Lord, add more power to them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when they open their mouth to speak, Lord, let things start happening around them. Hallelujah. So how come I say, so that people know, hallelujah, who they are in you. You not just them, not just they know you, but the people around them know that there's something special about them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, look on Elder Doris Sutton and her husband, Deacon Alton, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on that family, on my church family, Lord. All of the deacons in at St. Paul Number 2 Church, all of the deacons and the mothers and all of them, God, look on them in the name of Jesus in a special way. Lord, I lift up Apostle May Godfrey, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you just add her power and strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look over our bishop, in the name of Jesus, Bishop Hood, God, in the name of Jesus, and the Goldsboro-Rider District Assembly, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, have mercy, God. All of the young people in our assembly, God, let them live in such a way that the other young people can look at what they are doing and follow them to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the young people, hallelujah, live such a life that other young people will want to follow them to you. For it's in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, is somebody in the hospital, a body racked with pain, God. Bind up those pains, God, in the name of Jesus. And then those in the nursing home. Oh, God, I lift them up to you. Let somebody go to see them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on my children, God. Save every one of them, God. Hallelujah. According to my life, Lord. Let my children be saved. And Antoine, God, change his mind, God. In the name of Jesus, lift up Antoine and Christopher and Letizia and Alvin, God. Hallelujah. And all of my grandchildren and great-grands, God, I lift them up to you, God. All of the young children, God, not just mine, but all of the young people, Lord, hallelujah, I lift them up to you, God, because I know that you're soon to come back. Lord, hallelujah. Then, Lord, I lift up Jesse May to you, God. Oh, God, bind up that temple, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All of the people that got these high temples, God. Oh, God, let them become meek, God, in the name of Jesus. All of the preachers that's on the NFI Gospel Radio Network, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy on them, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, let us stop calling out different sins, God. Hallelujah, for them, the sins that we can see. But, oh, God, the sins that we can't see, God. Call out the sins that we can't see. Hallelujah. The hidden sins, God, of the heart, we bound them up, God, and we cast them out. Hallelujah. And Reverend Ellison, God, we lift him up right now in the name of Jesus. And this very network that I'm on, the NFI Gospel Radio Network, Lord, you bless it so that we can keep sending your word out to the people, God. So that somebody I hear the word catch up to and get saved. Hallelujah. Now, if there's anybody out there that's not saved, that's listening, hallelujah, know that Jesus is coming back for you. And when he comes back, don't get caught outside of the ark of safety. Call into this radio network. Call into this radio network. Hallelujah. And tell Reverend Kearney or the person that answers that you want to be saved. And the phone number for this radio network is 563-999-3020. Call in and tell them you want to be saved. Ella Harris said that Jesus is coming back and you don't want to get caught outside of the ark of safety. You want to be saved today. Now, we'll see you next week if God say so on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Something good is about to happen. just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
You've been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day.
Limitation to come and go with me to the promised land. Yeah.
Come and go with me,
yeah,
to the promised land.
Thank you.
tell him all about my troubles. I tell Jesus all about my troubles. I've been climbing the hill and mountain, making my way to the crystal fountain. Then all of our sons and daughters, we're gonna be drinking the healing water.
Hey. Invest, the sounds of Slim and the Supreme Angels. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina on a wonderful Tuesday, March the 26th, 2024. And we are on the countdown for this Sunday when many of you are going to be getting together, attending the church of your choice. And many of you know, many of you consider it Resurrection Sunday. And I pray that you have a wonderful Sunday service. And this Friday, as many of you know, you'll be getting out on Friday and getting with friends and relatives. And a Good Friday approaches us. We are so grateful to come into your home each and every day, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Again, our website, nfiradio.com. And you can also listen in with your mobile phone. Simply dial, that's 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. And we would be glad to hear from you. Now, if you want to call our 24-hour hotline, and that's a time where you can call when many are asleep, and you know how it is. Sometimes when you call for the EMS and you need emergency, well, we have a 24-hour emergency hotline. You can call us 24 hours, every 24 hours, day and night, around the clock. That number is 984-733-3977. 984-733-3977. We certainly thank all of you so much. Go to our website, nfiradio.com. And on Facebook, you can go to our Facebook channel. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. As we approach another wonderful afternoon, we are right at about 12 minutes before the hour of 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. And those of you look at more music coming your way, the old and new, and we have it right here for you, and tons of music. And we want to play it for you. You have a request, then let us know. We go back as far as Sam Cooke, the Soul Stirrers, the Dixie Hummingbird, the Fairfield Four, the Blind Boys from Alabama, the Blind Boys, from Mississippi. We can continue to name more and more. Robert Blair and those Fantastic Violinaires. You remember them? Oh, yeah. What about the Brooklyn All-Stars, Thomas Spann and the Brooklyn All-Stars? Think about a little more. You want a little bit more? The Pilgrim Jubilees out of somebody said they're out of Chicago, Illinois, the Pilgrim Jubilee. I'm not going to continue to name more, but I do want you to attend a church of your choice. Now, look, we've got a wonderful program coming up this Saturday. I want to drop this in on you. This coming Saturday, many of you are very aware of our NFI television broadcast. We are on every Saturday out of Atlanta and DeKalb, Georgia, on channel 25. That's DeKalb channel 25, every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. It's the gospel video countdown of the week. And do we have a special program for those of you this coming Saturday at 4 o'clock? Now, look, I'm just going to give you a little bit of hint of what you can expect this coming Saturday, who we're going to be featuring. I'm going to be right there hosting the program on Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. If you don't tune in, then it's going to be your fault. But if you want to live stream us, maybe you want to live stream, you are in another state. Yeah, you can still watch us. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. You can do it with your mobile phone. You can go to your computer, your laptop. Some of you have the smart TV. You can also watch us on that as well. Again, DEKALB25.com, DeKalb25.com. Now, featuring on the program this coming Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m., will be the one and only world-renowned, awesome ladies, the one and only, the Pace Sisters. You remember the Pace Sisters? Yeah, we're going to have the Pace Sisters on the program. Also, the Chicago Mass Choir, one of the top choirs that's out there today, the Chicago Mass Choir. Also, we got a brand new artist. He's been singing for some time, ever since last year. And the young people know about him, and they've been hearing about his music. I'm speaking of, many of you may not know him. He's called himself Brother Mike Teezy. That's T-E-E-Z-Y. Brother Mike Teezy, we're going to feature him. Also, we got CC Winings also with her new music. And that's not all. Somebody said, well, what about Quartet? Huh? We're going to feature the one and only. Somebody said Sean Brown and the Boys. They're going to be on with us Saturday. Also, the world-renowned, the Canton Spiritual lead singer, Hobby Watkin Jr., is going to be with us also on Saturday. I'm not going to name any more, but that's just a little bit. Just a little bit to let you know what you can expect this coming Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. Again, 4 o'clock p.m., you can live stream us at dekalb25.com. I'm going to be right there. This is a special Saturday for us here at the studios, and we're going to feature a special, somebody said, Resurrection Weekend just for you. So tune in. We are excited about who we're going to be featuring this Saturday, and we look for you to lock in, 4 o'clock p.m. Thank you so much for catching the wave. Look, we're going to get back with some more music, huh? How about it? All the way up to 8 o'clock. God bless. Here's the sound of the Dowdy Boys, good friends of mine, and this one is entitled Golden Moments.
Your golden moment won't last for so long. In just a little while, all your moments will be gone. 'Cause it's up to me. It's up to you. Just try to have a good life and live. Your golden moments, they won't last for so long. In just a little while, all your moments will be gone. 'Cause it's up to me. It's up to you. Just try to have a good life and live. Your golden moment,
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 your
golden moment, your golden moment, your golden moment, your golden moment, your golden moment, your golden moment, your golden moment, your golden moment, your golden moment, all over. All your moments will be gone. But just remember that God is still on the throne. 'Cause he sits high. My God sits higher. My God looks low. My God will your golden moment,
your golden moment won't last for so long.
Your golden moment,
your golden moment won't last for so long.
Your golden moment,
your golden moment. your golden moment. Golden moment.
That there are people that are in the world, you know, we complain about our circumstance all the time, but there are people in the world who are less fortunate than us. And sometimes they need a helping hand, you know. There are people all over the country that are homeless, you know, and you should help them out, you know. Give them something, you know, but be careful when you give them something, though, because sometimes them people try to trick you. Like the other day, a man helped me to something. He let me realize, you know, I was pulling up in a gas station, you know, I pull up, I'm about to go in and get my $1.50 worth of gas, you know. Oh, I'm the only one? Stop me if I'm lying. Now, time be hard. I just need enough to get home. Get that $1.50 worth of gas. I'm getting ready to go in. And this old man, you know, I noticed was walking up to me. So you know how y'all do. And he walked up here. Hey, brother, let me talk to you. I said, go on, man. I ain't got it, man. Go on now. Quit playing. Go on. He said, man, hold on. Hold on, man. I ain't come to beg you for no money. I'm going to challenge you for it. I said, how you going to challenge me for my money? He said, look here. I'm going to ask you a question. And if you answer it right, I'm going to give you 3 chances to answer this question. If you get it right, I'll give you $2. But if you get it wrong, you got to give me $5. So I'm looking at this man saying, you know, I'm an educated brother. It ain't no question that this brother can think of that I can't answer. Plus, you know, I need some extra money for some gas. So, I say, go ahead, brother. Ask me the question then. Go ahead. He say, brother, what is the strongest nation in the world? I say, the strongest nation in the world? Me being a proud black Afro-American man from Africa, the motherland, I say Africa. That's the strongest nation in the world. He said, you big dummy, that's a continent. You got 2 more chances. So I say, strongest nation in the world, strongest nation in the world. Got to be a place with a lot of people and a lot of life. A lot of people and a lot of buildings. A lot of people and a lot of technology. China, that's the strongest nation in the world. They smart and they got a lot of people. He said, wrong again. Yeah, I say, well, strongest nation in the world. I start getting nervous, y'all. I say, strongest nation in the world. Why ain't think of it before? We standing right here in it. Land of the free, home of the brave. United States of America, that's the strongest nation in the world. He said, wrong, wrong, wrong again. I said, well, brother, if you so smart, you tell me what's the strongest nation in the world. He said, brother, the strongest nation in the world is a dope nation. Give me my $5.
And you caught it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch The Wave on the NFI.